before you go out,
know what's going on.
You're listening to Wake Up with Rob Snow on City News 101.1 everywhere.
Okay, let's get right to our next guest. Rob Weir is the mayor of Greater Madawaska Township, getting the latest on the Centennial Lake Fire Zone. Good morning, Mayor Weir.
Good morning, Mr. Snow. How are you today?
I'm fine. Thank you, sir. What is the status of the fire?
Well, over the last few hours, the fire area has greatly reduced. We will be having the Ministry of Natural Resources water bottlers come in today to assist as well. There are hot spots that the fire crews were dealing with yesterday, putting them out. And actually, our crews were able to come home and get a bit of rest overnight, and the Ministry of Natural Resources stayed on site. They camped there last night just to watch and control the fire, just in case anything flared up.
So is it declared to be under control? Is it still out of control? Or?
Well, any fire is never fully in control until it's out. So it depends on wind and weather and such, but we hope to be able to say it's fully under control after our water bombers and our crews are there for water bombers today, but the crews will be there for a few days just to ensure that there are no flare-ups or hot spots.
But you would say since the latest update that was delivered last night, that the situation has improved?
Oh, greatly, greatly improved, yes.
That's good. How many residents or homes have been evacuated?
So the evacuation of took place was of seasonal residents only, like the trailer parks and stuff, because we knew that they actually had other places to go. They could go home and be safe. The residents themselves, we did not need to evacuate any of the permanent residents.
Okay. And what, if any, damage is there to report, sir?
Well, we have hectares of prime wood forests that have been damaged. No homes at this time, no barns, no personal structures at this time have been damaged.
Okay, so these are seasonal residents. You evacuated them because they have other places that they can go, as you said. When do you think that they would be able to return?
Currently, the evacuation of the seasonal residents is currently in effect until midnight on June 7th. And then at that time, hopefully, we can just say everybody can go back. But as I say, it's fluid, and it's we need to make that decision at that time. But most likely at midnight on June 7th, everybody can get back to their seasonal homes.
Okay. All right. Midnight tomorrow night,
that's tonight. Correct. Yep.
Midnight tomorrow
yep.
night. Okay.
Yep.
Right. Okay.
Yep.
Sometimes these things start at 12:01, so it can get a little confusing. Just want to be clear for everyone. Okay. Is anything known about how this started, or is it too early to determine that? What have you been told?
It's the cause of the fire is yet to be determined, so I really can't comment on it. I don't think they'll get to that point until the fire is totally out. That and that would be a Ministry of Natural Resources that would be looking into that. And I just want to mention first and foremost that the community came together for Greater Madawaska, full support. I had people from the various Lions clubs at 5:30 in the morning the next day, like on the Monday morning, contacting me to say what can they do. All the affected residents in the immediate area, the fire scene, were extremely professional. The volunteers, the businesses, the foods, and the resources were all great. And the support we received from other communities was wonderful as well. I mean, we had fire crews from South and North Frontenac, Napanee, Caladar, Denby, and also actually just prior to getting on the air with you, Mayor LaJolie from Castleman, she contacted me to ask what she could do. So it's an overwhelming supportive community effort.
Excellent. Excellent to hear. Now, in normal times in your area, Greater Madawaska Township, what assets would you have on hand to fight a fire on a typical day? Do you have a volunteer fire department? Or?
Yes, we have a permanent fire chief who was just recently hired back in May. And we have fabulous volunteer fire department. And we have two stations, one in Calabogie itself, and the other one is our Griffith detachment. So we have, it's at Calabogie and Griffith, so there's a great distance between them so that we have a very good response time. And I am part of what we greatly appreciated was the support of Renfrew County paramedic team during this event. I mean, Chief Mike Nolan was on hand. They were active. They had the command post. So that's part of our mechanism too, is the communications with the paramedic crew.
Okay. And what assets came in to help you beat this fire back in addition to what you already had?
Yeah. As I mentioned, the various fire crews from South Frontenac, North Napanee, Caladar, Denby Fire and Rescue, they all came in, plus the amazingly fast, quick response from Ministry of Natural Resources. And one of the things that there's going to be learned process that come out of this as well. And this happened on a Sunday, and the crews were able to get out very quickly. We did have some crews that were not around, but we had overwhelming support from our fire crews, and they were on site ASAP.
Great. I understand my producer was speaking with you yesterday, David Smith, that one of the challenges was you have spotty cell phone coverage there, and that made it quite challenging as well, as I understand it.
Yeah, it was quite challenging. In that area, there is actually almost no cell phone coverage. You've got to move to high ground to get it. So one of my jobs as a mayor in these type of situations is stay out of the way. But because we had, it was a Sunday, one of the things that I did is I attended the scene to bring food and water to the firefighters, and I was able to communicate with them briefly and just advise them that we don't have cell coverage there, so that we had to make arrangements for somebody to every so often come out to communicate with our acting CAO, Renee Mask, so that she could coordinate all the efforts from the township side.
Okay. Well, I'm glad to hear that the situation has improved somewhat, although the effort certainly continues. And I thank you for the update this morning, Mr. Mayor.
Well, thank you so much. And as I say, everybody came together, all the internal staff of the township, our public works, our facilities and equipment department. Everybody did an excellent job under these circumstances. And as I say, there's going to be learning processes out of it, but it's looking good for us right now.
Thank you, sir, for your time this morning. Greatly appreciate it. I know, very busy time for you.
And
that is
you so
Rob Weir. Rob Weir, mayor of Greater Madawaska Township. Midnight tomorrow is what they're saying. Best case scenario, June 7th, midnight, June 7th. Those that have been asked to leave their homes will be allowed to return.